Good morning. It's Thursday, August 11th. We reach the show 715-388-7155, or you can email us radio at upnorthnewswi.com. Very happy to be joined by State Representative Evan Goyke from Milwaukee. And we're going to spend this time talking about the legislature, legislative matters, and legislative races that will be, you know, coming up over these next 90 days. Evan, good to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. Great to be on.
As I did with Congressman Pocan in our previous hour, though, I think one of the more noteworthy things in terms of, you know, Wisconsin, not just its politics, but frankly, how taxpayer money is being used, is this very public breakup between Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and the investigator, quote unquote, that he hired, former Supreme Court Justice Mike Gabelman. So that primary that Voss faced, and what was that, a 260 vote margin? Did you see that coming?
I knew he was in trouble a week ago. The scuttle on the inside, that some of the outside groups that supported the speaker had been doing some polling, and his numbers were consistently going down, or the race was narrowing and narrowing. But I got to tell you and be honest, I did not think it would be that close. And it is an incredible loss for the speaker. Obviously, Voss won the election. He's the Republican nominee in a gerrymandered Republican district, so he's likely to be reelected. But for the longest serving speaker and the individual that really runs the Republican Party in the entire state of Wisconsin, to come that close against somebody that kind of came out of obscurity is really... it can't be understated how big of a hit Voss took. We don't know the final numbers now, Pat, but it's what I've heard through the grapevines is the speaker and his allies spent about $500,000 on his own reelection, all told. He got about 5,000 votes, about $100 per vote. So not only did he come close to losing, but he went all in. Yeah, all the chips were in. Some of the folks that normally support Republicans went all in as well. And that whole machine and all of the might of that machine was almost taken down by Trump and his Twitter and an outside candidate in Gabelman. So it's really, it can't be understated just how incredible that whole soap opera was.
So then the question becomes, because the old saying is if you aim for the king, you best not miss. Does Voss come out of this, you know, stronger and more determined because you didn't take him down? Or is he now damaged goods and goes into that potential caucus next week, maybe with his job less secure than he'd like to think?
It's certainly less secure than he'd like to think. It's less secure than he thought it would be. Keep in mind, he was also a strong Clayfish supporter, as were most incumbent Republican legislators. So I don't know that my wife would okay this, but I would pay a healthy amount of money to be a fly on the wall of that Republican caucus where Janelle Branchon and Robin Voss do trust falls to try to get on the same team to back Tim Michaels. It will be painfully awkward room. My prediction personally is that Voss walks away before he's ousted. He's been at this for a long time. He has a lot of achievements that we all have spent a lot of time and energy trying to defeat. I don't think he's got anything left to prove. And if I were in his shoes, I would say, have it. I'm out of here. In the caucuses, Pat, in the trenches, in order for Voss not to be speaker, somebody else has to run for speaker. And the challenge of replacing Voss has always been, it's not that people in that caucus don't like, there are a number of Republican assembly members that would love to see Robin gone as speaker, but none of them want to raise their hand and be the candidate. So at this point, I don't know of anybody that's mounting a campaign against Voss for speaker, but it could happen. The last thing I'll say on this topic is the speaker and his campaign machine were behind a number of candidates in open seats. We have a tremendous number of legislative retirements this year. And the speaker did not win all of those. So there are a number of people in the Republican primaries advancing that are coming, going forward to the general with a sour taste in their mouth towards the speaker. And that will further erode his power in the caucus.
Assembly State Representative Evan Goyke is joining us and demonstrating the real difference between the Assembly over in the West Wing of the state Capitol and those of us who are in the state Senate down in the South Wing of the Capitol, because you're talking about people in a caucus that, you know, aren't jockeying to be speaker or majority leader. And I will tell you that in the Senate Democratic caucus, there were 18 of us senators in the room, and there's no doubt all 18 thought they should be majority leader. And we're quite willing, if the opportunity presented itself, to do that. But that's what they in the Capitol call senitude.
And yes, lucky to have survived, Pat.
Oh, don't I know it.
Senitude is real. Sorry, all my friends in the Senate.
No, it is. And you know what? Some of us wear it like a badge of honor. So that's how we're going to roll with the rest of this interview. Evan Goyke is our guest. We will be taking a break shortly. When we come back, we will talk a bit more about the Gableman, quote unquote, investigation, its cost to taxpayers, what it has done to, his constituents, faith in democracy, frankly, a bit more about the legislative races that he's watching and Tony Evers looking for a second term. We'll be back in 2 minutes. This is Up North News.